This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1826. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 18th, Alaska, Argentina, Canada, China, Congo, Cuba, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Europe, Madagascar, Mexico, Monaco, Netherlands, Oman, Russia, Sarawak, Sweden, Syria, UK, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. KNLS in Alaska is difficult to hear in the lower 48. But here are a couple of blogs of the 14UT transmission in English, which is on 11765. Manuel Mendez, way off in Spain, heard it May 13th with an overall rating of 2, as did Rodney Johnson in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 16th at 1440, also SINPO mostly 2. Around here, I expect there will be considerable interference from Cuba on 11760. Roger Tidy in London, UK, has some news about the Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior, RAI. They say it is reorganizing programs and that from the end of the month, it will broadcast 7 days a week instead of only Monday to Friday. It's not clear from the announcements whether this will apply to other language sections besides English. Bryce says that until the changes come into force, the English broadcast would consist only of news and music. That's at 18UT on 15345 variable and at 03 on 11710.6 variable. The WRTH has published its A16 update on PDF via its website. It's free, although people are urged to make a contribution or to buy the original book to help keep this project going. I have found a few mistakes, but I expect it's probably 99.9% correct as of the date of publication, so I highly recommend it for all the current international shortwave schedules. You'll find it eventually if you go to WRTH.com. Concerning Argentina, the update shows that on weekends, when there are domestic relays rather than the external service, there are two different ones going simultaneously Saturdays and Sundays, roughly between 18 and midnight UT. On 15345, it is not the regular Radio Nacional, but Radio Nacional Rock, R-O-C-K, which would lead one to believe it's primarily a rock music format. That may be, however, on Saturday, May 14th, Manuel Menes in Spain heard this at 2008 UT, with a live soccer match. But the other frequency at the same time, 6060, which of course we're not going to hear very far from Argentina, is carrying the original Radio Nacional parallel to 870 kilohertz, and the timings vary. About Radio Canada International returning to shortwave, thanks to low-power relays via the Karl Kreckel transmitters in Germany, Richard Langley in New Brunswick has this. We've heard from RCI that it was shortwave service rather than RCI who initiated the proposal for broadcasts, and there may be no financial involvement of RCI. But it doesn't matter whether it was RCI or Radio 700 Kurzwellen Dienst. The important thing is RCI is back on shortwave, or at least its programs are. If shortwave service is airing these free of charge, hopefully they'll see it as a loss leader to popularize their service and catch other business. And he's made an off-air recording of an episode of The Link, as heard via that relay. And later he says, I've heard from Mark Montgomery, the host of the RCI program The Link. He welcomes comments on the program and reports the reception via the shortwave service broadcasts. He suggests using the address English at rcinet.ca. It might not be a bad idea for those in Europe who've listened to the broadcasts, or others elsewhere using a remote receiver in Europe, to send them a brief note of encouragement indicating it's great to have RCI back on shortwave. It's not quite so easy anymore to hear Chi-Com jamming all over the shortwave bands, especially out of band. But on May 12th, starting at 12:35 UT, I did a complete band scan starting at 10,000 kHz on up, looking for any CNR1 jamming or Fire Dragon. The first and only one I found was on 16300 at 12:44 UT, and it was a CNR1 jammer, presumably against Sound of Hope, Taiwan. I also did find some Fire Dragon, May 14th at 18:22, nothing but instrumental music on 11560, but it's overshadowed by WRMI, 5 kHz up. That would be jamming Radio Free Asia in Chinese via Saipan during that hour only. Probably not jamming per se, but it might as well be as this. Ron Howard in California says, May 16th at 12:24, I found that a strong CNR1 has returned to 7345. Very bad news from Radio Sakha in Russia, which just started using that frequency, as well as Tazin Radio in Myanmar. The CNR1 schedule there is 1100 to 1805 UT. He was hearing a faint station underneath, which could have been one of the others. Of course, CNR1 has countless other frequencies, many of them jammers, but some of them not, and they hardly need to add this one, but they have. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany replies, it's the number 572 unit of CNR1 Beijing transmitter site. I found the same situation around 12 UT, May 18th on 7345. The strongest signal, although it was only poor, was CNR1. Ron Howard in California has a much more interesting log from China, the Guangzhou Coast Radio Station on 17398 USB. It has broadcasts lasting only 6 minutes, heard May 15th at 0500 and 0600 UT. He says it's been 3 years since I last checked on the station, pleased to find they are still active. It's in Chinese, presumably with marine weather. Their website in Chinese is www.gzrdo.com. Ron got an EQSL from them 3 years ago, which translated says they were glad to be heard as far as the United States. Radio Congo, Brazzaville 6115 continues to be reported during the local evenings by European listeners, but it's also occasionally on the air in their mornings, which makes it possible to hear in North America. Ron Howard in California says, checked May 14th after 0500 and heard nothing, but May 15th at 0512, there was African music till 5:30. From then on, there were announcers, ads, or promos, and a religious program started at 0550, still going at 5:55, and no interference from Japan anymore on 6115. So almost 2 months after the presidential election of March 20th, Radio Congo still on the air. He kept checking on May 17th. Propagation was not very good. He could hear it from 5:33 to 5:53, while on May 16th it was not heard at all during that hour. On May 18th it signed on sometime between 5:30 and 5:35 with nonstop announcers in French, their normal format at that time, and heard past 0550 again with no trace of Japan. I was listening on the same occasion at 5:54 and was still getting a carrier of S4 on 6115. Hunting for pirates, I occasionally hear a very weak carrier on 6870. But in this case, it's probably something else, as reported by Harold Froge in Michigan. Radio Havana, Cuba, May 15th until off around 0401 UT. I will remind you that the way this gets on 6870 is that it is a semi-harmonic, one half of a regular frequency, 13740. Last week I mentioned a detailed program schedule which a listener in Pakistan had received from Radio Cairo for their English broadcast to South Asia, 12:15 to 13:30 on 17840. Don't you believe it? Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, the correct frequency is 17480, except This transmitter has not been on the air for 2.5 years. It's one of the transmitters at the Abu Zabal site, abbreviated ABZ, and he lists some other inactive transmissions there, including another English broadcast, the one to West Africa, 19 to 2030, supposedly on 15290. Other Radio Cairo English broadcasts, which we believe still to be transmitted, but not necessarily modulated, are 16 to 18 to Central and South Africa on 15345, 2115 to 2245 to Europe on 9800, 23 to midnight 30 to North America East 9965, and 02 to 0330 to North America West on 9315. We know that there are severe modulation problems, and as Ivo Ivanov says, many of these frequencies have severe technical problems, such as extreme distortion, low modulation, or undermodulation. When checking for Congo on 6115 during the 05 UTR, one should always check as well for RNGE, Radio Bata, in Equatorial Guinea on 5005, as Ron Howard did. He says a brief check on May 14th found them on the air at 0501 with the usual repetitive African singing. On May 15th, surprised to find them already on the air at 0446 with the same type of African pop music, poor signal both days, but recently they could be signing on very early. On May 18th, Ron says it was just barely audible at 0511 with African singing, but improving slightly till tune out at 0530. The new Ethiopian clandestine Radio Front for Independence of Oromo, with a weekly broadcast, Sundays at 17:30 to 18 via France on 17765, was missing on May 8th, but it was back on the air May 15th, says Ivo Ivanov, who puts up 4 YouTubes of it. Mike Barraclough in England reports hearing a station on 6040 called 80s Radio. That is alluding to a decade in the latter part of the 20th century, presumably playing music popular then. He heard it at 2125 UT, weak on a clear channel, but fading up to fair strength by 2135. Yes, music from the 80s, including Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes, and the acts for reception reports to 80s Radio at zoho.com, and the word 80s is spelled out. He says they later announced their power was 1,000 watts, and he got a reply by email in half an hour, said we'll continue broadcasting on 6040 for the next couple of days to evaluate our equipment to make sure everything is fine. Wolfgang Büschel then measured it May 14th before 2230. It was off by 15 minutes later, 14 hertz below 6040. I mentioned last week that Madagascar World Voice appeared to be missing from all its scheduled broadcasts. They had been using only one of their two transmitters, and lately they were using zero transmitters. However, by May 12th, I was hearing them again for the Arabic hour at 22 on 11770, as well as English at midnight on 9600 and at 01 on 9665, colliding with Brazil. Those were the KNLS English relays, while they were also back at 04 UT with the separate English service African Pathways Radio on 9480, but still not resumed with African Pathways at 18 UT on 17640. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1826. Our thanks this week for financial support from Mike Stone in Illinois, who sent a donation via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Check out his website, www.pixelxaos.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Thanks to the enforced digital TV transition, this is the first summer ever when we will not be getting any analog sporadic E TVDX from Mexico. However, All is not quite lost. In the WTFDA Google group, Doug Allen in Inman, South Carolina says, getting ESCAP from Monterey on 6 meters, XE2 Oscar is very active, has been very strong, but no sign of DTV or analog low-band Mexican TV. There is an updated list of television stations in Mexico on Wikipedia, which is run by Remy Humbert, the expert in Arizona about Mexican broadcasting. And looking through the list, which is organized by state, I do find one Mexican TV station on RF Channel 2, but of course it has transitioned to digital instead of analog. So if you're within distance of Oaxaca, the ideal distance being about 1 sesquimegameter, look for XHOPOATDT. It carries the Canal 11 network, a government educational service. The power is decent, 18.14 kilowatts, and its virtual channel is 35. Good luck. It takes a bit of fudging to hear shortwave broadcasts from Monaco. The WRTH 2016, however, finds a station which qualifies. It's the Commercial Radio Monaco, which has a brief relay via a coastal station, presumably news and weather, Monday through Friday at 12 UT. However, as of last fall, it was inactive, but the WRTH update indicates it is not inactive, and here's the current schedule, 10:55 to 11:03, Monday through Friday, for the Atlantic and Mediterranean on these USB frequencies, 4363 and 8728. As we've mentioned, the mighty KBC from Holland has reduced its weekly broadcast via now in Germany to North America from 3 hours to 2 hours, still on 9925, starting UT Sundays at midnight. Now Craig Christ hears from Uncle Eric van Villigen that on May 22nd and 29th it'll be 2 hours, but after that only 1 hour every week, starting at midnight UT Sundays. WRTH update and other sources indicate a much reduced schedule for Radio Sultanate of Oman, which used to be on the air almost 24 hours. However, we are still hearing it at times not on these schedules, on 15140. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany was hearing traditional Arabic music at 0240 May 12th, seeming a relay of their FM service with a lot of commercials. And on May 14th at midnight 32, on 15140, I was hearing Quran, which must have been Radio Sultanate of Oman. This supposedly or used to stop at 2200 UT, and then they would switch to lower frequencies. They continued to register lots of alternatives. They couldn't possibly use all of them. From midnight to 02, the possible frequencies should be 9500, 9650, or 12015. But I heard them on 15140. We suspect the transmitter operator falls asleep and doesn't manage to turn it off or change the frequency. However, 24 hours later, I was not hearing them on any of those frequencies, not even 15140. Should you hear a strong signal in Arabic at 18 to 1830 UT on 15140, it is, of course, instead Radio Havana, Cuba, usurping the frequency. As I mentioned under C for China, there is now interference to the reactivated Radio Sakha, Yakutsk, Russia, on 7345, part of the time. China's on there from 11 to 18 UT. But Ivo Ivanov has come up with an updated schedule for Radio Sakha, which is also on 7295, supposedly with a stronger transmitter, but always heard with a weaker signal. From 21 to 22 UT, Sunday through Thursday, from 22 to midnight, daily. From midnight to 3, Saturday and Sunday, from 3 to 5, and 9 to 12 daily, and from 12 to 14, Monday through Friday. Local sunrise and sunset will have some effect on propagation from there. It's at latitude 62 north, equivalent to the Faroe Islands or Gakona, Alaska. And as of mid-May, according to Geisma.com, the approximate local sunrise and sunset times were 21:30 and 1200 UT. Ron Howard says, on May 7th, I emailed a reception report in Russian, Google translated to Radio Saha. May 16th, updated that email with new info about CNR1, now also being on 7345 and causing interference. I got a response in Russian in 3 hours from nvk-news@mail.ru. Google translation back to English, very generic, but still nice to get a response. It says, good day. Very glad to see your post on our Radio Sakha. You can also watch the news from the Republic of Sakha, Yakutia, on our internet portal, nvk-online.ru. Thank you. On May 15th, Ivo Ivanov has this information about Radio Free Sarawak, presumably copied from their website. It's the final countdown. The last show of Radio Free Sarawak of the current season was on Saturday, May 7th. The team of Radio Free Sarawak are now taking a break, though we will be back in the future when we are needed again. From all the team, it has been an honor and a pleasure to be involved in this show. Thank you to all our listeners, and see you all soon. It had been, and perhaps will resume eventually, at 11 to 13 UT on 15420, Monday through Saturday, via Radio Veritas Asia, Philippines. Jose Miguel Romero forwards this from Ronnie B. Good on Facebook of Radio Nord Revival, the private Swedish shortwave station. He says, we've now received a temporary license for broadcasts from the DX Parliament in Stockholm by the Swedish DX Federation. We've registered 3975 for 5 kilowatts AM plus 5930, 6060, 6105, 6180 and 9425 for 10 kilowatts A3H. That's one sideband. There will also be transmissions on FM 88.6 over the greater Stockholm area starting Friday, May 20th, and will carry on until Sunday, May 22nd. Further information to follow. No shortwave broadcasting from Syria and very little on MediaWave, but David Koenig of Interval Signals Online reports, Syrian state broadcaster ORTAS streams 8 TV channels and 8 radio service from its website at live.rtv.gov.sy. In addition to live streaming of the main 3 domestic radio channels, the general program Radio Dimashq, Voice of the People, Voice of Youth, streams of the multilingual Sham FM International, that's S-H-A-M, and 4 Arabic language stations are available, translated as Waves, Vine, Syriana FM, and Zenobia FM, meaning the ancient Queen of Palmyra. Sham FM International is the external service, usually referred to as Radio Damascus International, or Variations. And that's usually how it identifies on the air, although the Turkish service calls itself Sham Radyosu, Al-Sham being an old name for Syria. That service has its own website with live and archived audio at shamfm.fm. Changes coming to the BBC, I think mainly affecting domestic television. There is a New York Times story, also involving Reuters, headline, Britain plans to tighten oversight of the BBC in new charter. And the VOA Radiogram had a story from VOA News, also originating with Reuters, headlined, BBC faces major overhaul, but its worst fears not realized. Thanks to Mike Cooper and Roger for providing those. As I mentioned last week, there was an Armed Forces Day crossband contact event on Saturday, May 14th. That is, when hams could legally contact U.S. military stations on frequencies outside the ham bands. I didn't try to hear the hams, but I did hear a number of the U.S. military outlets. It's all over now, so not much point in going into detail, but you can read all about it in DX Listening Digest. But among the stations, I was especially pleased to hear were some Navy call signs consisting of four letters starting with N, presumably aboard vessels. I later found out just where they were or what they were. On 14441.5 was November India, India Whiskey, the USS Midway, docked at San Diego. On 6913 was November Whiskey, Victor Charlie, the LST-325, which is a museum ship in Evansville, Indiana. And on 17545, November Papa Alpha X-Ray, which is at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. I mentioned the broadcast relay in Texas on 25 megahertz being heard in Australia. And now, thanks to short skip sporadic E, here's a report of it from Harold Froge in Michigan. 25910 FM, WQGY 434 in El Dorado, Texas, May 12th at 1524. Relaying 104.9 KLDE with oldies and not too oldies, the ID for KLDE, El Dorado, Sonora. On May 13th, Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany reports that he still gets good reception of Voice of America in English there in Europe, thanks to the Botswana relay. And he gives the schedule and evaluates the quality of several frequencies. They had up to 9 hours a day with VOA English readily available. Here are some of them when they're audible or even more than audible. 03-04, 6080. 03-06, 4930, but deteriorating. 03-07, 15580, improving to excellent. 15-16, 17530. Also 15580, extended Saturdays and Sundays until 17. From 17-22, excellent. On 15580, 18-20, audible on 6080, and 20-22 on 6195. The formerly brother scare frequencies of WWRB have been mostly missing, but are occasionally on the air with other programming. On Saturday and Sunday, May 14th and 15th, I was surprised to hear some African language on 9370 from before 1830 until off at 1900. It was identified at the conclusion as Radio Africa from WWRB Radio Worldwide. They kept talking about Uganda, so I suspect it's a clandestine for Uganda, but it's not going to reach there on 9 megahertz at that time of day from North America. And the following days, it has no longer been heard. In our evenings, sometimes WWRB is running 5050 in parallel with 3185. Ray Robinson of KVOH explains why we've not been hearing them lately on 9975. The English service is temporarily suspended, pending implementation of our 100-kilowatt Harris transmitter. It should be back in a few weeks. And what about Voice of Hope Africa from Zambia? It launched on 9680 May 17th. After some dry runs, the initial schedule is Monday through Friday 05 to 08 UT, and Saturday and Sunday, 12 until 17. Ron Howard, Bill Bingham, Jose Miguel Romero, and I were hearing the very first broadcast from before 05 UT, May 17th on 9680. But the following day, it cut off the air at 0503 due to a power failure at the grid. Ray says initial power was only 60 kilowatts to an omnidirectional antenna. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storms with A and K in the seas peaking at 26 and 5 May 20th, 25 and 5 May 29th, solar flux tipping to 90 May 26th to 28th. That's World of Radio 1826. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.